This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We are officially commercial-free up until 8 o'clock on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Here with Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, 100 days till kickoff. 100.
And man, it's gotten more and more like this. I don't know. I don't know if it's just because we're in it and we cover it now, or if it really has kicked up since like I was a teenager or whatever. But more than ever, it feels like there's only maybe 4 to 6 weeks where we get a real break from the NFL. So like mid-June to end of July, it really feels like is the only time that it's like we're NFL free. Otherwise, I mean, it's still the offseason is just as news-making as the middle of the year.
Little baby ticket giveaway coming up here. Ask Reddit at 7:40, and then the color analyst for the Edmonton Oilers will join us on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube to talk about whether this thing feels like it's already over. That will be at 8 o'clock, so a jam-packed Tolo Tuesday. Thanks for starting off your week with us. Bobby, what's up with this Jalen Ramsey stuff?
So Jalen, this has become more and more of a talking point in recent days. People wanting to know if the Jalen Ramsey trade could be on the table for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think that they would have any interest in doing anything with Ramsey.
Well, Jeremy Fowler kind of started this, and I think he was right in mentioning Pickens, so I wanted to give him his credit there, but he said a number of teams are engaged on a Ramsey trade. We know that Miami is going to deal him. Got the Rams, us, and supposedly the Commanders as potential suitors.
Yeah, and so here's the only thing is that Dallas, I think, is an easy one to connect the dots on because of their corner need right now. Like, they could stand to have an extra corner. They would, I think if he wasn't hurt, they would like to find a way to move off of the Diggs deal. And so Ramsey makes sense in a vacuum from that standpoint. From the perspective of his age, how much money he's already making, how much more money he wants, the fact that, I mean, I know they just made a trade for Pickens and he's representing, but I mean, you're talking about another Mulugeta client that you'd be bringing in here negotiating across from. I'd have a really hard time seeing them say, we're willing to stand in front of this and make this happen. If they did that, if they were to go out and get Jalen Ramsey, then what that signals to me is they 100% think our window is closing, it's about to slam shut, and it needs to happen now.
I mean, look, that would be all in. That's all in.
Yep.
No doubt about it. But, man, it does make the feeling that this team is kind of witnessed. They're seeing that they're at that crossroads where he's talking about. San Francisco might be at it now, you know, where they're trying to kind of fork. But because if you go get Ramsey, you don't get him for 2-3 years down the road. You're getting it for today.
Well, Broda said not happening. He's hearing that it's not really a possibility, so Broadus is squashing the Jalen Ramsey possibility, and I'm fine with that. Ramsey's one of these guys. I'm not watching Miami games, especially when Tua's not playing and that offense isn't fun. He's one of those guys that's very difficult for me to figure out because I can't erase the noise from him. I can't separate the noise, I should say, in terms of bringing the attitude, the sass. Does he still make number one corner type plays? Am I putting too much when I see him beat badly on a route, and I'm like, well, that's Jalen. It's like a DeGrom thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Jalen Ramsey should not be getting torched to that level, but that still doesn't mean he may not be a very good player, but I'm not watching Miami that close.
Yeah, I mean, I think, he's definitely leaked more in recent years than he previously did in coverage. He's still, the NFL over the last decade, the last 15 years, it's become a little bipolar with its cornerback play. Like, you don't really have a Deion Sanders or a Darrell Revis or somebody like that who it's like year in, year out, that person's going to shut somebody down. Like, it's more like a major league bullpen where it's like, all right, 2 years, they're a stud, and all of a sudden, Jair Alexander can't cover anybody. And it's like, oh, Jair's back to being good this year for some reason.
Yeah.
No injury involved, just he's good now. And so,
Diggs.
Diggs is another example of that. Given that, man, it's pretty impressive to me that Ramsey's had the run that he has. I think now what you're starting to see, though, is age is catching up to him. He's about to be 31.
Ramsey's PFF RJ was a 77. That was 16th best out of the corners last year.
That's really good still, 77.
Best. And then his run defense was 10th best and an 85.7. That's from PFF.
Now, to be fair, I had him at a 71 on my grading scale, which is also arbitrary like there.
So,
well, his coverage grade was a 71.9. Smart.
Damn
ass.
It!
There you go. You agree with PFF.
Do you have his previous years, like how much of a drop-off he has had year to year?
No, man, I'm not subscribing to this.
I don't either. I used to. What?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. You do it for real?
I may have to Netflix your password.
I still got to use stuff for it. Okay, let me look at previous years. So 24, yeah, he was the 76.9. 2023, he was a 66.4. His coverage was 66.3. 2022, he was 86 overall grade. His coverage grade was 78. And then 2021, he was an 84th and 86th coverage grade. So he is trending down a little bit. He's not quite where he once was.
And he's 30. I thought he was actually a little bit older than that.
Zeke's draft, right? Picked the pick right after. It's going to happen. He's going to fall off.
This is a guy, to me, that could play safety eventually, too, with the way he hits.
Man, Cowboys would have played him there if they drafted him there day one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Positional value?
They weren't going to play him at corner. Well, that's part of the reason why they didn't take him, I don't think. Although they did take a running back at 4 in that draft.
Well, they still had Byron, right?
They did have Byron at that time, but the indication was Byron had not been switched to corner full-time. It was Byron's second season. Gosh. They were planning on the indication that they had gotten. They didn't pick him, so it could have flipped. But the thought process at that point was there were a lot of people who thought they were going to play him at safety.
I don't know why more teams don't do that. The Charles Woodson route, where they move you to safety as you get older.
The Rod Woodson route. Come on, I know you don't want to give him credit, but that's really his route first.
Well, you also have to have corner who wants to tackle that well and can get bigger and fill out.
Right. I mean, but there are corners that don't mind getting dirty, and you still have coverage skills. You know, I just don't know why it doesn't happen more often, but maybe it's just that they don't want to.
Javonte Williams says, no need for Nick Chubb. That's really me talking, not Javonte. forget about Breece Hall. I'm back.
Yeah, he says he's feeling more like himself. So in 2022, Javonte Williams suffered a knee injury. He injured his ACL and a couple other ligaments there in his knee. And it saw his production take a serious decline. And some people have wondered, all right, is this just Javonte Williams now? Because it's 2 years now. He's played two full seasons removed from this injury, and he's not been nearly as effective as he once was. In fact, some of the numbers here, before the knee injury, he was, 12 carries a game, 3 catches per game. He would average 4.5 yards per carry. He was good for about 7 yards a catch on swing passes out of the backfield. After the knee injury, his receiving yards, or his yards per reception and his yards per rush, both went down by a full yard. He had 6 plays over 20 yards on his first 165 career touches. In 599 career touches since, he has 1. And so, I mean, the explosiveness has not been there. But Javonte Williams says everybody heals differently. Everybody is different when it comes to knee injuries and recovering from ligament issues. He says, I feel completely like myself. This is what he told DallasCowboys.com. He said, I probably can get more flexible and things like that.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But as far as healing up, I feel like that is done. He says that it depends on who you are and it depends on your body in terms of the type of recovery that you have. So are we buying the reality that it could take him potentially 2.5 years, 3 years almost, to fully recover from an ACL tear? Or is this new guy coming to town trying to sell himself a little bit and maybe being a little sunshine and lollipops?
Sunshine. Whenever these guys say this, I guarantee you can find the exact same quotes basically from Javonte last year. Everyone says, I'm back. No one says, it's going to take me another year.
Yeah, best shape of my life. Yep. No one's ever come into camp saying, you know what? I really was lazy this offseason.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Luka. He would say something like that.
It does make me... So OTAs are happening again this week. We'll be out there Thursday is when practices open. It does make me want to keep a closer eye on him in the running back rotation. Because last week, it's all about Pickens. Like, Brian's calling me after practice, and he's like, hey, what did you see with this or with this? And I'm like, I didn't see it. I was watching George Pickens. I was watching to see, I saw a few things, but I was focused on Pickens trying to see how he was working in. So specifically, that's one of the things I've got on my checklist of what I need to watch this week is how is he moving? How does Javonte Williams look?
Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM, friend of the show from the Combine in Indy on ESPN, gave his George Pickens expectations in year one here.
Big factor, Green. If you go back to those good Jet teams, Santonio Holmes, Braylon Edwards, those were guys that either had 1 or 2 years left on their deal. You're going to get the best of whatever they have. And going back to what Harry said as well, Greeny, George Pickens is going to be a point scorer. It's really hard to double both CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson, who's a really good tight end, and George Pickens. So I think he'll have an exceptionally good year and be productive, especially in the red zone. So that would be a good problem for Dallas to have in terms of trying to lock him up for a long-term deal. I think he will be a meaningful addition to their team.
You can't double two. You can double, or you can't double three. You can double two guys if you're saying we can beat you just with six defenders in the box on the run game. So at that point, the assumption that, you can't double Jake Ferguson as well. Yeah, so the guy they would leave open or the guy they would leave in single is Ferguson, which means this is a big year for Ferguson to show, all right, last year I was banged up. I'm still the guy that I was, a couple of years ago.
You know, it's like, let's say he does have a monster year. Now you've got another problem on your hands. It's like, what do you do with him as a player? Are you going to give $30 million a la the Bengals to two wideouts?
Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. That's something you worry about then. That's tomorrow's problem. It's not today's problem.
RJ Choppy has taken a deeper dive into the Cowboys' 2025 schedule and come up with where they have to be.
After the Vegas game, they have to be 7-3.
7-3 after Vegas.
After Vegas. So here, because after Vegas, you go to, obviously the gauntlet of Philly, KC, at Detroit, Minnesota, the Chargers at Washington.
Dub, 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 dub.
It's a lot of games. That's a lot of good teams right there. I've already given them in those first 10 games. I got a win against the Giants, booked. A win against the Jets, booked. A win against Carolina, and a win against the Raiders.
So that's improvement.
All they got to do is go 3-3 against Philly on the road, Chicago on the road, Green Bay at home, Washington home, Denver on the road, and Arizona. 3-3. If you're not 7-3, that six-game stretch, best-case scenario, we're saying that six-game stretch is what, 3-3 at the end of the year?
I don't know. On paper right now, that's how it looks.
Right.
Everything
could change. Denver could stink. Washington could have a down year.
Kansas City has tougher travel for that Thanksgiving Day game than you do.
Right.
Philly, you're generally going to split with Philly. If you lose the road game, are you going to win the home game before that? So, I mean, there's an opening. We don't know what J.J. McCarthy looks like. Does Minnesota come back?
No,
so,
we don't know.
Yeah, they're 3-3 on paper right now. 3-3.
Because, you might get a loss or a win in the first 10 games that you're not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Likelihood is that you're going to lose a game you should win, and then you're going to win a game that you shouldn't win. But best case scenario right now on paper is probably 3-3. So if you're not 7-3, you're really putting yourself in a real tough spot to make a division winning season or a playoff. I mean, now you're staring 10-7 in the face. 10-7 isn't guaranteed a playoff spot.
No.
Most of the time it is, but it's not guaranteed a playoff spot. And if it is, you're staring into going to go on the road to the 2 seed, or you're going to go on the road to the 3 seed. You know, it's just a tougher road to hoe, as they say.
Yeah, because I mean, what was 10-7 as a team that doesn't win their division doesn't get you in the playoffs last year in the
Seattle
NFC.
Right? Seattle missed.
Yeah, because it was 12-5 Washington, 14-3 Minnesota, and 11-6 Green Bay were the wild cards.
So I mean, you got to be there. You got to find a way to get to 11 wins. I don't know that you get to 11 wins if you have more than 3 losses after the Vegas game.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.